for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Those who are interested may find out what's in the House report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who withdrew his nomination for Attorney General.
The resolution offered by Illinois Democrat Sean Casten would require the House Ethics Committee to immediately release its report on former Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. Under House rules, the measure must come up for a vote later this week, but GOP leaders are likely to try to derail the effort with a motion to table it. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the Ethics Committee no longer has jurisdiction when a member resigns from the House, as Gaetz did last month.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The White House expressing relief after South Korean President Yoon lifted the martial law he'd imposed just hours earlier, the main opposition party now calling for Yoon to resign or be impeached. In 2007, Christopher Collings raped and murdered a 9-year-old girl in Missouri. Tuesday night, the state gave him a lethal injection. This is ABC News. Multiple states are testing new technology designed to prevent wrong-way crashes on highways. One state's experience?
Detection systems using thermal cameras triggering warning lights were installed last year across Massachusetts, says the state transportation department. It recorded 22 alarms, resulting in several wrong-way drivers turning around. Drugs or alcohol are among the causes, says State Police Lieutenant Christopher Strong to WCVB-TV.
Two is people's inattention or medical situations, and the third is our drivers that may not understand the language.
Wrong-way crashes killing hundreds each year, say federal officials.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. With trial about to start, disgraced 93-year-old New Orleans priest Lawrence Hecker pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the 1975 sex assault of a teenage boy. Despite Alzheimer's, Hecker was found competent to stand trial. He left the ministry 22 years ago. Hecker faces life in prison at sentencing December 18th. Richard Cantu,
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers go up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before we go down that road.
The Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. I mean, this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then some snow showers tomorrow with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising through the 20s tonight, high tomorrow, mid-30s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week, into the weekend. It's 24 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. All hell is breaking loose in South Korea right now. And I want to give you some backstory here and give you a hot take on it, fast thoughts. I mean, this is just like, boom, it's just exploded in the last few hours. First, a caveat. If any of you are South Korea scholars, or, you know, are from South Korea or have spent a lot of time in South Korea. I've been to South Korea many times. I used to do business in South Korea, but I am no expert. I'm familiar with the country. Like I said, I've been there. I don't speak South Korean. One of my very closest friends is South Korean, but I haven't talked politics with him in several years. So I just, you know, what I know here and what I'm sharing with you is just basically what I've picked up in the media over the years and certainly today. So part of this is opinion, part of it is, you know, this is what's going on. So here, let me start with the opinion part. In my opinion, Mr. Yoon, who is the President Yoon of South Korea, is basically South Korea's version of Donald Trump. He was elected in 2022 in a squeaker election. He won by a very small margin. And he immediately started going after the press. He called the press the fake news. In fact, this is from today's Washington Post. From today's New York Times. I'll just read it straight through. Mr. Yoon, a former prosecutor, won an extremely close presidential election in 2022, bringing the country's conservatives back to power. Okay, so you got that. He replaced President Moon Jae-in, a progressive leader who served a single 5-year term. So this is like Trump replacing Biden. Soon after he was elected, again, this is from the New York Times today. Soon after he was elected, however, Mr. Yoon began turning to lawsuits, state regulators, and criminal investigations to clamp down on speech that he called disinformation, efforts that were largely aimed at news organizations. Police and prosecutors repeatedly raided the homes and newsrooms of journalists whom his office had accused of spreading fake news. And then what happened in April is, I think, what actually provoked this. And let me just share with you a couple little pieces here from a piece from the Financial Times back on April 10th. This was the day of the election when President Yoon, who's currently in power, lost the parliament. Okay, so when he came into power, just like Donald Trump, you know, is going to come into power on January 20th with the House and Senate. When Yoon came into power in 2022, he had the parliament. He had the South Korean parliament. But in April of this year, okay, Now, I'm reading from the Financial Times. This is a piece by Christian Davies and Song Yoon Jung Ah. A convicted former minister vowing revenge against conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol has helped deliver a resounding defeat to the South Korean leader in parliamentary elections. Former Justice Minister Cho Kuk, convicted on corruption charges, campaigned to end Yoon's, quote, prosecutorial dictatorship. So what happened, again, just to recap, Yoon becomes president in 2022. He's a hardcore right-winger. He's following a progressive president. He immediately starts cracking down on the press. He starts having his police raid the homes of people like me and people like, you know, the folks on this network and the people, you know, other people you listen to, particularly opinion writers. So this opposition, former justice minister, Cho Kuk, leads this big campaign to campaign against Yoon and actually defeats him in the parliament. The main opposition Democratic Party of Korea, that's the more progressive party, the DPK, the PPP, the People's Party is Yoon's party, the DPK, is projected to win 176 seats in the 300-seat National Assembly against 109 seats for Yoon's ruling People Power Party, the PPP, as voters voice their anger both at, you know, his authoritarian actions and the rising cost of living. So that was from April 10th. Okay. So now, you know, back to today, Yoon today decided enough is enough. Because what's been happening is every time he tries to pass legislation, more of his right-wing agenda, including massive budget cuts, the parliament says, no, we're not going to do it. We're just not going to do it. And so finally he reached the point where he said, okay, that's it. I'm declaring martial law. Now, the martial law that he has declared in South Korea this morning, our time, bans, and this is a quote from the martial law declaration, bans all political activities, including those of the National Assembly, local councils, political parties, and all demonstrations. I'm telling you, Donald Trump right now is taking notes. It adds that all media publications will be subject to the control of Martial Law Command, which is the army. So all media is now under the control of the South Korean army. He said that he would, quote, eliminate anti-state forces as quickly as possible and normalize the country. In other words, he's going to start arresting the opposition. He has been at odds with the opposition majority in parliament, which that last week voted to cut almost $3 billion from his proposed 2025 budget, a move seen as an attempt to rein in the president. This is from Christian Davies over on the Financial Times today. Accusing Yoon of authoritarian tendencies, the left-wing party focused their proposed cuts on the office of the president, the national prosecutors, and the police. So again, President Yoon has been using his power and his office and his prosecutors to go after the press and to go after opposition politicians, saying that they're communists and that they're leftists and that they are trying to destroy Korea, South Korea. And on Tuesday night, last night, or this morning, our time, President Yoon pledged to, quote, eradicate pro-North Korean forces and protect the constitutional democratic order. So now what he's saying is the equivalent of Donald Trump saying Democrats like Mexicans. Yoon is saying that the left-wing parties in South Korea and their advocates and allies in the media are actually fans of North Korea, which is complete BS. But that's what's happening, as far as I can tell, in South Korea right now. Now, like I said, my experience with and expertise with regard to South Korea is quite limited. So, you know, if you know a whole lot more than I do about South Korea, you know, please give me a shout. And, you know, I'll ask Jeremy to priority. Jeremy's answering the phones today. ask him to prioritize your calls. There's also a lot of other stuff to talk about today. What does Agenda 47 spell for America's future? Nepotism, anybody? Donald Trump is engaging in nepotism here. That's actually a federal crime. Donald Trump doesn't appear to care whether he breaks the federal law or not. And it's also now official in three states now. Well, the first state to enforce a ban on girls and women from leaving their state to get an abortion has happened. This is going to spread. So I'll tell you about that hopefully in the first hour, in the second hour of our program. 2,000 mules did a lot of damage, and now we see the guy behind it confessing that it's a complete lie. Also, have the Chinese started buying Trump's loyalty? A Chinese oligarch just gave Trump $18 million. And geeky science, are electric planes about to take off? This is an amazing story. That's in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of the program, Heidi Sigmund Kuda, hot type, Elon Musk and the Trump collaborator. She has some amazing backstory here. And also our one guest for the day. And also, before you take the bite of that next frozen pizza or fast food, understand it may be aging you. So, let me see here. Yeah, so far I have no experts on South Korea on the lines. So I'm going to dig into some of the other news on the other side of this break. And then I will be picking up your calls at the bottom of the hour. So stay with us. We got a lot to talk about. And looking forward to your thoughts on my take on South Korea.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
Geez, all I want for Christmas is the perfect house. But Dad mumbles to himself, you'll blow your budget out.
But the kid knew to leave all the laptops in their apartment open to the Aaron Weber Group site, movetomadison.com. They can help find the perfect home faster than dad can break a leg lamp.
It's here! Fragile?
I knew if I was patient, the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass would bring the Christmas magic and make this the best Christmas ever. Come on, dad, it's so easy. Just go to movetomadison.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Joe on the line.
There's an article in the New Yorker about Pete Hegseth, the kind of guy that you really don't want in a place of power. And apparently a whistleblower has let out that he was repeatedly intoxicated while acting in his official capacity. They mentioned that he had to be restrained from joining the dancers on the stage of a Louisiana strip club where he had brought his team.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got was this lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there, and it's great for your health and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support, by going to superbearing.com, and you get 15% off and save even more on bundles when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. To get that 15% off for Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support, go to superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E is how it's spelled, superbearing, S-U-P-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, for the best source for your heart health at 15% off. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
Promises made, but they're all cold. Dark money flows. The billionaires cheer, their power grows. But the people fear. They call it a vision, but it's hard to see. A future built for them, not you or me. The stakes are high, we can't ignore. Agenda 47's knocking on the door. Look out for Agenda 47, a road to hell, not a path to heaven. They'll sell our dreams, take our rights, turn off the truth and dim the lights. But we're still here, we'll fight and strive to keep democracy alive.
Welcome back. So what is Agenda 47? You just heard the Agenda 47 song. The title of my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com, our daily take. What does Agenda 47 spell for America's future? Donald Trump has named his plans for his second term, for his upcoming term, Agenda 47. And there's virtually no discussion of this in the media, which just kind of blows my mind because there's an entire website devoted to it, where you've got all these little videos and Donald Trump explaining what he's going to do, or people who are, you know, going to be working with Trump explaining what they're going to do. So let's just quickly go over through some of the highlights of Agenda 47. This is what Donald Trump plans to do to America. He wants to gut the Environmental Protection Agency, the Occupational Safety and Health Agency, the Consumer Protection Service Bureau, or whatever it is, the Internal Revenue Service, the Labor Department, and all the other federal agencies that keep our air clean, our water pure, and protect coverage average Americans from predation by the morbidly rich and their corporations. Back in 1970, Richard Nixon tried to refuse to spend money Congress had appropriated for things he didn't like. He used something he called impoundment. And he claimed that even though Congress had appropriated the money, he could impound it because he was the guy in charge of spending it. See, Congress appropriates money. The executive branch, through the various agencies, spend that money, right? I mean, it's not rocket science. We all learned this in, you know, fifth grade civics class. Well, in 1974, the Democrats in Congress got together and passed a law saying presidents can't do impoundment anymore. Nixon, you can't do this. But Trump, on his website, on his Agenda 47 website, says, and I quote, "I will use the president's long recognized impoundment power to squeeze the bloated federal bureaucracy for massive savings." And then he appointed, you know, Musk and Ramaswamy to identify the areas where he's going to do this. You know, this is going to be a bonanza for fossil fuel companies, banks, refineries, anti-union employers, and the billionaires who fund the GOP. I mean, they all hate these agencies. It's not going to be so much of a bonanza for working people, for retirees, and those of us concerned about a livable environment for our kids, but, you know. Okay, number one. Number two, destroy the media and the truth. Now, this is what President Yoon has been doing in South Korea since April. Well, actually, since 2022. First, Trump wants to make it illegal for the federal government's security services, you know, like the FBI, to notify social media platforms about Russian disinformation and other foreign efforts to swing elections. Now, why would he want to do that? Because almost 100% of those foreign efforts to swing our elections are coming from Russia, China, Iran, and they're all in favor of Donald Trump. On the Agenda 47 website, he writes, "I will ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis- or disinformation." So it is going to become illegal to call a lie for the federal government to do that. He said, "I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk revising Section 230 to get big online platforms out of the censorship business." In other words, he doesn't want to just keep the immunity for them. By the way, New York Times today, Mark Zuckerberg wants to play an active role in tech policy in the Trump administration. He went down to Mar-a-Lago on Friday and had lunch with Trump, or dinner or whatever. Next, Trump says he wants to change the libel laws. He said, "We are going to take a strong look at our country's libel laws so that he can sue the media, just like President Yoon has been doing in South Korea." I'll give you a little more of the detail on this and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, keeping you up to date on what's going on in the world. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Hotline right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Those who are interested may find out what's in the House report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who withdrew his nomination for Attorney General.
The resolution offered by Illinois Democrat Sean Casten would require the House Ethics Committee to immediately release its report on former Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. Under House rules, the measure must come up for a vote later this week, but GOP leaders are likely to try to derail the effort with a motion to table it. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the Ethics Committee no longer has jurisdiction when a member resigns from the House, as Gaetz did last month.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The White House expressing relief after South Korean President Yoon lifted the martial law he'd imposed just hours earlier, the main opposition party now calling for Yoon to resign or be impeached. In 2007, Christopher Collins raped and murdered a 9-year-old girl in Missouri. Tuesday night, the state gave him a lethal injection. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever, and as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and breezy in the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-20s. On Wednesday, we'll see some scattered snow showers moving in. Our winds turning to the northwest and gusty highs in the mid-30s, but look for falling temperatures late in the afternoon. It's 24 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Mike McCabe will join us in the studio.
And we'll talk about Act 10 being overturned.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Season bright. Free range veggies.
That's my Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. 34 minutes past the hour. I just want to share a couple quick stories here with you, and then I'll pick up your phone calls, if you don't know anything about South Korea, you're still welcome to call in. Let me just make that clear. I was just, Nate actually came out during the break and told me that before we hired him, before he came to work with us back in D.C., Nate's been with us for, 12 years, something like, for quite some time. I started out answering phones and then moved to be, he's now our video director and runs the whole video operation here and YouTube and everything. He's just a genius. But anyhow, he used to work security with the South Korean group, and so he has some knowledge of South Korea and said, that was a pretty right-on take. So I've got my first feedback. So far, so good. I'm seriously thinking that tomorrow's Daily Take is probably going to be about South Korea and Donald Trump. But anyhow, Donald Trump announced over the holiday weekend that he wants to add yet more unqualified rich people to serve in his administration, writes Emily Singer over on Daily Kos. This time with a fun and added twist, they're both members of his family. Charles Kushner, a felon, a real estate slumlord. He was being prosecuted by the IRS for tax evasion, Charles Kushner. And his sister's husband and his sister were going to testify against him. I guess it was his sister who was going to testify against him because they were involved in this scheme to hide, you know, income from the tax guy. And so he hired a prostitute to seduce his sister's husband, his brother-in-law, and videotaped it, and then sent the videotape to his sister by way of saying, this is going to go public if you testify against me. Chris Christie was the prosecutor of New Jersey at the time. They lived in New Jersey. He found out about it, or he was the federal prosecutor, actually, in that area. Maybe it wasn't New Jersey, wherever it was. Chris Christie found out about it and prosecuted the guy, threw him in jail for 2 years. I mean, it's just decadent, right? He's a very, very rich man. But Trump made him our ambassador to France, which has the French pretty freaked out. Apparently, he doesn't even speak French, although, you know, I'm not certain of that. I've only read that a couple places. He also announced Mossad Boulos, who's a billionaire, who is now the father-in-law of Tiffany Trump. She married Mossad Boulos' son, also a billionaire. As the senior advisor on Arab and Middle Eastern affairs, Mossad Boulos is Lebanese. But other than that, he has no expertise in the area. It's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. And now they're officially coming after women. By the way, let me get back to this. There is a federal law. It's 5 U.S. Code 2302. And it says, and I quote, federal government employees shall not appoint, employ, promote, advance, or advocate for appointment, employment, promotion, or advancement, or in any civilian position, any individual who is a relative. This is the law.
the actual federal law. You may not appoint, employ, promote, advance, or advocate for appointment, employment, promotion, or advancement in or to any civilian position, any individual who's a relative. And yet Donald Trump is doing it. Now, the way he got around this with Jared and Ivanka when he put them White House was they didn't take a paycheck. And so they said, you know, technically, because we're not taking a paycheck, we're not breaking the law. Well, now Trump doesn't care about breaking the law anymore. This is one of the first signs we have that Donald Trump intends to run an entirely lawless administration. Pay attention. Meanwhile, they're coming after women and girls. Idaho just became, as a result of a decision yesterday by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld their abortion ban, Idaho just became the first state that will put you in prison if you help a pregnant girl or woman leave Idaho to get an abortion. The law bans, it's called the abortion trafficking law, and it criminalizes helping a teenager obtain an abortion in any capacity anywhere. It bans recruiting, harboring, or transporting a minor for the purpose of getting an abortion, which means that if you lend a teen gas money and they drive to get an abortion, or you text them the URL of an abortion clinic, you go to prison. Whether it's your beloved grandmother or the local abortion fund, they're coming for you. They're targeting the helpers. Initially, a judge had blocked this law on First Amendment grounds, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed that decision, ruling that Idaho can enforce the ban. If you want all the details, they're over at Jessica Valenti's website, jessica.substack.com, you know, the Abortion Everyday blog. And this is Idaho. But Tennessee has a similar travel ban, which is right now blocked by the courts. And Republicans have introduced similar legislation in Alabama, Mississippi, and Oklahoma, as have multiple counties in Texas. And Alabama's attorney general says he wants to restrict travel for pregnant women. So, bottom line, I mean, now this would also apply to a woman who is pregnant and miscarrying and needs medical attention, needs an abortion, or a woman who has a fetus that is malformed and will die upon birth and wants an abortion. If you live in these states, you go to prison, or at least in Idaho so far. Get ready. This is what Trump is bringing us. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Oh, boy, after that, thank you, 52% of white women. And I don't get it. Yeah, anyway, my topic is, probably almost answered with your first caller with Mark. I'm going to give you my worst-case scenario, and hopefully you can tell me where I'm wrong.
Okay.
I think he's going to go along with the House and the Senate when they're planning, and he's going to use recess appointments to get everybody in his cabinet that he wants.
I think he is, too. I've been predicting that for two weeks.
And then after some violent demonstration, maybe, or demonstrations, he'll have his Proud Boys put in some kind of violence. He'll impose the Insurrection Act. And then he'll get the House and the Senate to do the, modern-day version of Hitler's Enabling Act, and he'll have the House and Senate. He'll tell them that he needs them to hand over all power to him until such time as law and order is reinstated. And until law and order is reinstated, he's going to suspend the Constitution, which includes the midterms. And after all that, Dick Durbin would say, well, at least we maintain decorum. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious on that. Why cannot that? Why can my scenario? Please tell me why that won't happen.
I don't believe that Congress has the power to suspend elections, but it has not been tested. And the Supreme Court can rewrite the Constitution anytime they want. They have done it several times in the last decade. And
That's why I'm thinking this will very well happen, because he has the House, the Senate, and the courts. Nobody's going to say you can't do that. And Exactly. Again, I'm kind of on the same page with your first call there. I'm just thinking everybody's acting like we're going to have midterms, including the entire Democratic Party, and I am, like, pulling what little hair I have left out, saying, what is with you people? Do you are you not paying attention to any kind of history at all?
Yeah.
They are almost quislings in my eye at this point for their being so quiet.
Yeah. Well, let's not panic in advance, but we do need to prepare in advance, in my opinion.
And, well, that's why I'm asking. Where am I wrong in this thinking?
I can't punch a hole in it at all, Ed. Other than to say that the last bastion of defense against that would be the Supreme Court and the people. And I think if Trump tried to do that, particularly if he tried to get, the equivalent of the Enabling Acts passed through Congress, that you would see something like what's going on in South Korea right now.
That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah,
their side has all the guns for the most part.
I totally get it, Ed. I totally get it. Ed, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Grim thoughts on this holiday week. 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
The sun is shining bright, a brand new day in sight. A chance to make a difference, to shine a little light. With every step we take and every word we say, today's the day to do something great in our own special way. No more waiting for tomorrow.
About 49 minutes past the hour, picking up the calls here. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing there? I got two quick questions. One on South Korea I was going to respond on. The other one on Trump's proposed tariffs. On South Korea, being that they're going to martial law, there's a U.S. military stationed in South Korea.
Right.
Are they going to be on lockdown or have to be moved out? And wouldn't that make South Korea vulnerable to invasion from the North by doing so?
My understanding, and again, this is situation is moving really, really fast, and a lot of what we're hearing and reading may be subject to change. But my understanding is that our government, the Biden administration, has restated their commitment to the security of South Korea, even through this period of martial law. And I haven't yet. And maybe somebody in the last 10 minutes has said something, but I haven't, seen anything. I'll be looking again at the top of the hour when I have a break here and I can look at the news. But I haven't seen anything yet of our government criticizing it. But yes, we have a huge base there. In fact, I believe we may have two. We're going to continue to protect South Korea from North Korea. Yes.
The other thing on Trump's import tariffs of 12-20%,
yeah,
or what he's shooting for,
yeah,
and what he's going to probably try to do with an executive order. To think about this one, Tom. You remember John D. Rockefeller and how he formed his empire by he worked through the railroads to have his competitors' oil get kickbacks on his competitors. What he might do with those 20% or 10% imports, depending what he wants to do on tariffs, instead of that money go directly to the Treasury, to the general fund, I think he's going to kick back U.S. vendors and foreign national companies that do a lot of import.
Yeah. Well, what Rockefeller did was he cut a deal with the railroads where he would use them, each railroad in each region, the largest railroad in each region, exclusively to transport his oil in exchange for their charging all of his competitors higher prices and offering them slower delivery. And that's how he put so many of his competitors out of business. With regard to the tariffs, what I fully expect is that if Trump starts imposing substantial tariffs, that he will drill a whole bunch of holes in those tariffs. And those holes will reflect the interests of his largest donors. I think we can safely predict that. I mean, we'll see. But I can't imagine Donald Trump just doing something by the book, you know. And he's already got, you know, people reaching out to him and coming to Mar-a-Lago to kiss his ass to, you know, to say this. Everybody always says they're going to kiss his ring. I don't think he wears rings, and I don't think he would want his ring kissed anyway, but he definitely wants his ass kissed. Mark, thank you very much. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Sometimes I can ruffle your feathers, and so if what I have to say this morning does that, please go easy on me. But over the weekend, there was a caller in Los Angeles who called into local Pacifica here, and he had this suggestion. Kamala Harris should resign as vice president, and the present president should appoint her as attorney general. That would then position her to be able to arrest Mr. Trump and incarcerate him and tie him up legally for a very long time. And I may be Pollyannish, but I really like that idea. What is your thinking?
No, I love that idea. There's no way it's going to happen. Number one, Biden is not going to step down. He's going to finish out his presidency. There's not even the smallest hint he would. If he did step down, it would be have Kamala Harris just change jobs. He's not going to fire Merrick Garland either. It would be a huge slap to Garland. And if he did that, what you just described, it would probably provoke some pretty bad mass violence. So, you know, for a whole bunch of reasons, the main one being that, you know, Joe Biden's an institutionalist. He's not going to blow up institutions just to, and it would just be a statement. I mean, you know, Trump is still going to get inaugurated on January 20th, and if he's in jail, they'll just let him out of jail to do it, you know. So it would be a futile gesture, as emotionally satisfying as it may be for folks like you and me, Larry. It would be a futile gesture that wouldn't work, and so it's not going to happen. Thanks for the call. Karen in Woodstock, Illinois. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was thinking about, you know, you always are talking about the right-wing billionaires. Where are the left-wing? Are there any left-wing billionaires?
There's a handful of them.
Bill Gates?
There's a handful of them. Bill Gates isn't really left-wing. You know, he still wants to privatize public education. And he still thinks nuclear power is going to save us all. And you know, he's not a big fan of unionization. I mean, I think, you know, there's a handful of very wealthy left wingers. They've started this organization called Patriotic Millionaires. Most of them are not billionaires. But something about being a billionaire. I mean, you know, it's like what it takes to get there, or, you know, the impact that massive wealth, I mean, you know, King Midas wealth like the world has never seen before, has on a person's psyche, tends to cause these people to place themselves kind of above all the rest of us, above the law, and to cause them to basically obsess on money. Now, I believe that probably most of them are billionaires because they've been obsessing on money their whole entire lives. And there's probably a deep, underseated, you know, psychopathology behind that. But, American billionaires who are really interested in getting involved in politics, I can't come up with any names right now, Karen. Karen, I got to run. I'm sorry. 57-minute oil. It's the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. We'll continue the conversation. We got a little more news for you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
So how do we know that government's working? Maybe we should start with when it's not working. We're going to discuss some failures in local government next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.